This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another Good Day Health episode. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, here to help you understand what's going on in the medical world, the news of the medical world, how Ken, through his research and other people's research, are bringing things to the public that you need to know, how it will affect you personally, all of these things. That's our focus here on Good Day Health. Ken Kronhaus is a cardiologist practicing down in Florida, been there for a number of years, has a wonderful medical pedigree, not only as a doctor, but as another kind of doctor. He's two doctors. He's got a PhD and an MD. How many of us can boast having that? Anyway, he's here with the first word this week on COVID and the hospitalization news and new variants and stuff. All right, Ken, so we have to get this out of the way. What's the scoop?
In the last couple of weeks, more and more people are telling me they've come down with COVID. We thought we saw it going away for a while, but I think with people going with Thanksgiving, with Christmas vacation, New Year's, I think there's just been a lot of more cross-pollination, and there's some new variants emerging. We know over in Asia, this XBB or XBB.1.5, who wants to get too deep into the weeds? These are new variants of Omicron. They're new variants, and they're making up a significant fraction of the patients who have COVID-19. So COVID-19 hospitalizations are increasing in the last couple of weeks, and the death rate is going up. It's now about 400 Americans per day. Makes it about the third most frequent death in America in terms of illness. So it's not, we're learning to live with it. We need to learn to live with it, but it's unfortunately coming back. And I think it's going to be that way. It's going to go in up, it's going to go down, and we're just going to have to learn to live with it.
Well, I think that's a wonderful way of looking. I wish we could get that word around so we could stop having the sensational news media stories about COVID. The situation is dire, actually. That is true, it would seem, in China. And this is a problem of their own making, and how it's affecting us and the rest of the world. Ken has just outlined it, where we are now, where we're going to be. Some of the controversy this week, Ken, came upon the announcement, because they have to, all these public companies have to go public with their profits, and the fact that the drug companies made $80 billion selling these various, whether it's Pfizer or what was the other one that's right up the road here from you, Moderna.
Moderna.
Yeah, and Johnson & Johnson, $80 billion to give people shots. And now they say, Pfizer said this week, or somebody ferreted out the information, that they'd up the charges on the vaccine by 400%. So this is, you can understand people and their skepticism about this, even though I know there are a lot of people who think that this is the way to combat the problem. But these people are their own worst enemies. They just kind of don't get what the public perceptions are. And so because of that, which is probably unfair, folks say, I'm not getting that vaccine. It's too expensive. You know, it's just another reason for people to say, nah, I'm not going to get the vaccine. Right? I don't know whether you're running into that. When you give people a vaccine in your clinic, do you charge them for it, or are you getting paid by some other source to give them the vaccine?
Well, we don't give out the vaccine in the clinic. We refer patients, at the current time, we refer most people out to the pharmacies. That's where the bulk of the inoculations are being, the bulk of the shots are occurring there locally, mm-hmm. in my neck of the woods.
But still, are they requiring, I guess that's a question for somebody else, and maybe you ought to look into it. When you got, you get your shots by going to another doctor, right?
To a pharmacy.
A pharmacy. Yeah, so that, a lot of other, but you didn't pay for them when you were at the pharmacy, did you?
No, I mean, where did I get my last shot? I mean, I've had four now. The last shot I had at a pharmacy, and I did not pay a penny. That was for this new booster that covers mm-hmm. the original variant and the Omicron. That's the latest booster.
Did you not pay because they knew you were a doctor, or they're
no,
just not charging anybody?
They didn't charge anybody for it, as far
okay.
as I know.
Well, so that means the taxpayers are still paying for it, in essence. Which is, that's not a judgment one way or another. It's just the truth. If you're not paying when you go into the drugstore to get a shot, or you're not paying when you go to the doctor to get a shot, that means the government is paying for the shots.
And I think they had planned on changing that at some point.
I thought they did, too, yeah.
But I'm not sure I know exactly what that point in time is, but I don't think anyone's been charged up to this point. Anyone.
Next item of interest has to do with things that we need to do without. Beginning of the new year, are we looking at taming our various cravings like smoking and drinking? You know, every year, Ken, people say, I resolve to do this. Lose weight. All right. I'm resolved to do that. I'm going to not drink anymore. I'm not going to smoke. I'm going to stay away from sugar. So let's find out what you are getting from some of the folks that are coming into your clinic. What do you think? Maybe the better question is, what do you think the most progressive, the most positive thing people can do to keep themselves in shape? Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health. Small to mid-sized businesses. Here's the word on COVID and COVID payment, COVIDpayment.com, there is a place to go, and that happens to be it. If you're, let's say you're a doctor's office and you have five or more employees, right? You want to get $26,000 a piece that you don't have to pay back thanks to your old friends of the government taking your tax dollars. I know I sound a little judgmental, but after what I just talked to Ken about with regard to who's paying for the shots, in some circumstances, we find there's money all over the place. This happens to be from the CARES Act. So this is to reward you if you're a doctor or you've got a small business. If you stayed open, you get $26,000 per employee at COVIDpayment.com. You got to have five employees or more that stayed on the payroll during COVID 2020, 2021, and then that's how you qualify for the payment. You heard it right. $26,000. Go to COVIDpayment.com, answer a couple of simple questions, and then the tax folks there will do all the rest of the work for you. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks who are experts at COVIDpayment.com, and they'll do all the work. You get paid after they take a little bit of a percentage of the funds that they collect. That's how it works. Remember, all kinds of businesses, restaurants, construction people, doctor's offices, anybody who took PPP loans, if you have five or more employees, let the folks at COVIDpayment.com help get you up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronos here. So I was asking about what would be the best things to swear off of as we start the new year. I suppose it's the usual. You look at all those lists, Ken, and you see, I'm going to stop smoking. I'm going to stop drinking. I'm going to stop eating so much. I'm going to stop having sugar. I don't know what you do about sugar cravings or the other cravings that, you know, cause you in the first place to be out of health. So what do you think would be the most positive thing? If somebody came to you and said, Dr. Ken, what do you recommend? If there was one thing I could do to improve my health this year, what would you advise me to do?
Eat a healthy diet.
And so if somebody asked you, you'd come back with a Mediterranean diet, right? Or are you kind of waffling on that a little bit here or changing it?
No, I'm not waffling. It was just actually awarded just recently still the best diet. But, you know, I think if you want to also eat as a vegetarian and you're getting enough protein, that also is a very good diet. But you have to figure out what works best for you. But clearly, I think the consensus award again this year is the Mediterranean diet. It's my favorite. I think it's the right one. And then you just have to pick the right calories, because you can eat too much of a good thing and still put on weight. So you have to figure out for your goal, ideal body weight, what's the right number of calories?
Moving into a situation that everybody seems to be talking about this week, the fate of DeMar Hamlin.
And can I just add about what you just asked me about? And ask your doctors about these new FDA prescription drugs to help you lose weight, because in the past, we really didn't have anything that was FDA approved to help lose weight. And now there are drugs out there, and this is probably one of the biggest breakthroughs of 2022, FDA-approved drug that'll help you lose 15 to 20% of your body weight. And that is truly an amazing breakthrough.
How quickly do you do that? How does this thing? Well, I saw this week, and I was going to ask you about it.
It's done over a number of months. It's not done over a number of days or weeks, but it's done over several months, even 6 months, but these drugs now are out there. They're not, you know, alternative drugs. They're not drugs you have to go in covering your face into the back room of some store. These are frontline prescription medicines approved by the FDA. Yes, they may have some side effects and they may have some contraindications, but they're like any other drug that your doctor's prescribing. You have to sit down, go over with them, make sure they're right for you. But there's a list of them. There's not only just one now. And you may want to talk to your doctors about these FDA-approved weight loss drugs. They are real. They have indications. They're not for everybody, but clearly it's a new option out there.
I saw the one I read about was called Tirzepatide or something, Tirzepatide. This is going to make billions of dollars for Eli Lilly. They're the ones who have stepped up to the plate first. I am very cynical about these drugs. These damn drug companies come up with this stuff. They make a big deal out of it. And who knows what the impact is going to be. I don't trust the FDA any further than I can throw them. And I think that's what a lot of people are thinking about, a lot of these things. They see these drug ads everywhere, and this is just one more drug. It's so hard to separate the wheat from the chaff because they've overdone it. So nobody knows really. I'm going to talk about this.
Well,
you
need to go to Russia to get your health care then, because the whole American health care is based on FDA approval. You can't go anywhere in America health without FDA approval.
They don't always get it right, so who does?
Well, then you got to go to Russia to get your health care.
No, that's silly. 23 past the hour here on Good Day Health.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here as we go through a lot of the news and the information. I'm intrigued, and I would like to have a conversation with you, Ken, for the benefit of the audience and maybe for my benefit, the story about all these drugs and FDA approval and whether or not people are going, they're going to jump at this because that's the kind of the American psyche. The American medical system depends on the FDA to approve drugs. Most of them hopefully are good and they're going to help people. Sometimes there's a little bit of a snafu with drugs that get approved. But there's so much money in this. People go take a pill and you lose the weight. Don't exercise. Don't stop eating the wrong stuff. That's the message that's coming across here. Eat what you want. Do what you want to your body. But this pill is going to fix everything. That's what you're going to see on television.
I don't know who gave that impression because that's not the impression we want to give. This is really, you know, the last resort. This is people who have bad issues occurring because of their significant amount of being overweight. This is not for everybody. You know, there are a few, I'm not going to mention them, but there are a few stars who somehow are getting these pills and appearing, you know, amazingly thin. And then there's all these people jumping on the bandwagon. You know, reputable doctors are not using these drugs this way. These drugs are used for people who have obesity that put them at significant danger of having a deadly heart attack or are having other illnesses due to their significant amount of being overweight, like cholesterol issues and diabetes. So these are where there are medical complications or putting people at high risk of having a heart attack. That's where these indications are for these drugs.
All right. So they're not just
potential pageant queens to take these drugs.
Right. But you see, with the advertising that has become such a part of our radio world and television and wherever else people advertise, you can't escape the ads for all these drugs. And so people are becoming, in my circle anyway, immune. They just turn it off when they see these ads or when they hear them. They're sick of them. So if along comes Eli Lilly with the announcement that we have this new weight loss drug that you can take, and doctors will, I'm sure, talk about it as well. You'll talk to your patients because many of your cardiologists, many of your patients have cardiological and circulatory problems due to being overweight. So, wow, if somebody tells them, take this pill, you're going to lose the weight, that's what they're going to do. They're not going to do what Al Roker did and have the operation. And one wonders, I guess this is as good a place as any to launch off into that. As he comes back to the Today Show, he has thick blood and he's had clots and he's had other things that have sent him to the hospital. And so one wonders. One wonders about him specifically, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. Did this have any connection to his being overweight for as long as he did? It was. And did the operation cause this to occur? That's got to be a question on people's minds, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't examined him. I don't know enough about his medical history to give you a good differential diagnosis for him. So why he is having these clotting issues, certainly if he's not getting enough activity, would put him at risk. And I don't know the rest of his history, if he has any clotting disorder that would put him at risk. So I just don't know enough about his history to tell you.
I know that there are people who say his thick blood. So maybe when we come back, we'll talk about thick blood and how does somebody have thick blood, somebody have thin blood. What are the reasons for that as we go up and down here on the scale? Dr. Ken with Dr. Duck here on Good Day Health.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. More stunning information coming out about Brian Koberger, the suspect arrested in the Idaho college murders. He apparently applied to be a police officer.
Brian Koberger submitted his application to the department at some point during the fall. That's according to a newly released probable cause affidavit. He applied during the fall semester when he took his first semester classes at Washington State University after graduating from DeSales University in Pennsylvania. Koberger also worked as a teaching assistant at Washington State and lived in Pullum, which is just miles away from the crime scene in Moscow, Idaho. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
Representative Kevin McCarthy has been elected House Speaker after multiple days of negotiations and 15 rounds of voting. Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin breathing on his own, chatting on FaceTime to his teammates just 4 days after his on-field cardiac arrest. Corey Myers, USA News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-888-201-7060, and you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7060. Call now, and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7060 now to secure your $10 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7060.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Second half hour of the Good Day Health program for this weekend, the first weekend of the new year. So we're talking a little about how you resolve to be healthier in the new year. What are some of the things? I think we went back a little bit, Ken, as we looked at the top health stories of last year. I don't know that we talked about major health breakthroughs from last year. If I said to you, I would speculate, and then I'd ask you to correct me, is the new COVID vaccine the medical breakthrough of the year? Because there were so many things that we talked about during the course of the year. Would that be the number one breakthrough?
Well, it certainly is in what I would put maybe three. It's hard to say which is the number one. It's definitely in the top five. But especially this new bivalent vaccine that will affect the original strain as well as the newest strain. This is using this new mRNA technology. That's a major breakthrough. But what I think also is a major breakthrough, this new mRNA technology that was used for making the vaccine against COVID is now being used to make vaccines against cancer. And this is a huge breakthrough, right, where you can actually take a specific part of the cancer, which is unique to the cancer. We call this an antigen, and put it through this mRNA technology and come up with making RNA that will produce antibodies targeted directly against the cancer. So you're creating in the body selective missiles that selectively target the cancer and destroy the cancer. So you have a cancer vaccine. This is a huge, exciting fabulous breakthrough for fighting cancer that has come out of the technology that was developed or expanded to help fight and make the COVID vaccine.
Mm-hmm. So when I become cynical and I say what I do about the advertising and not wanting to have important stuff like this lost with all of the other things for whatever your problem may be that the drug companies are trying to fix, this is something that really does pierce through the veil of the ordinary drug and the ordinary story. And this is the kind of stuff that gives people hope. It's just, I would hope that we could get the information from a doctor rather than a television commercial. That's where I think there is a, you know, these people are so eager to sell and make money. I think they lose some of the impact because doctors ought to be the ones telling. It shouldn't be you asking your doctor about this drug. It should be your doctor telling you about this drug and telling you how it will impact you, not somebody guessing as to whether the chemistry in your body will be okay with whatever this particular drug is. I don't know. I'm probably dreaming because I don't know that we're going to get that. It's going to be the reality. There's so much money to be made here. But this, what you just explained, is a serious, fabulous breakthrough, and it needs to have a different sort of bracket around it. You know what I mean? This needs to be, right. You know, like the town crier going through town and saying, hear ye, look at this drug and what it can do. And we've talked, both the things we've talked about today, that and the weight loss thing, those are to be separated from the rest of the everyday run-of-the-mill drugs that there are spots for on radio and television everywhere. You agree?
Well, you're not happy with direct-to-consumer advertising is what I'm hearing basically from the drug companies.
Well, I make my living with advertising, so I don't want to be a hypocrite and say that I'm not happy with it. I just think it muddies the waters. It confuses
people. I think providing some awareness is not a bad thing because the amount of time that you have with a patient, unfortunately, is too limited. And giving the patient, this is just another, if you look at it as a big picture, just another way of helping to educate a patient about all the possible things they can come in and ask a doctor about. You know, I don't think it's a crime to do that.
Right.
And if the patients, get educated somewhat, not exclusively by television commercials, but just one of many ways. And it just gives them a grab bag of questions that they want to come in and talk to patients about. And there may be a doctor or a patient who's not aware that there's now FDA approved drugs to lose weight because that is amazing. It really is. I mean, I've been on the radio with you for a long time, Doug, and we never had an FDA-approved drug that would help me lose 15% to 20% of my body weight. That is amazing. So you know, maybe there aren't doctors who are aware of that, sadly, if that's true, and I'm sure there are a lot of patients who aren't aware of that. So if the drug companies let the patients become aware of that, and it's just ask your doctor about that, you know, I don't know if that's such a bad thing.
All right. Okay, let's go back to Al Roker for a moment. Not that you know the specifics, but it brings me around to asking the question. Maybe I should save this for Ask Dr. Ken, but I'm on it now. So can you help us understand? I was told once, and that's why I'm bringing it up to a point, that I had thick blood. Now, I don't know how does a doctor look at your blood and tell whether it's thick or thin? What is thick blood? What's too thin? Tell us about blood and how we know what we have. We know about we've got A or O positive or whatever, but how do you know if you have thick blood? And is that the reason that there are problems with guys like Roker because the blood's too thick to flow through your veins and your arteries?
Well, those are really not medical terms, but blood needs to be in a nice liquid form so it flows through the pipes, the circulatory pipes of the body, bringing oxygen and nourishment from head to toe as it's pumped from the heart and then gets pumped back. But blood also needs to clot if any of this piping gets injured and there's a hole in the circulation and you start getting bleeding. You don't want to hemorrhage. You don't want to bleed out. So there are proteins and factors in the blood and cells in the blood which help bind these areas so that the bleeding stops. And I think that's what you're talking about. And you can measure these factors There's the platelets in the body. There's two ways that you get clots so that you stop bleeding, you don't hemorrhage and bleed to death if you get cut. There are the platelets, a particular cell in your body, and then there are these proteins that are made in the liver that braid a clot. So there's two different ways to stop the bleeding, and I think that's what you're talking about. Thick or thin blood, you know, how much of these factors you have, how easily you stop the bleeding, and there are ways to measure this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I guess on top of everything, you'd wish guys like Al Roker well. I don't think he looks well. I don't think he is well. And it's, you wonder whether, as I asked before, having that gastrocnemic surgery, the stapling up of your stomach, does that start this whole cascade? Or do you have the problem, does it come from other sources? Just another reason for you to watch your weight, I guess, much as anything else. And speaking of that, let's spend a moment talking about Calitrin, number one for healthy weight loss and number one for safe weight loss. I suppose safe and healthy are analogous, same thing when you think about it. Calitrin has become the choice for healthy weight loss. I've seen a lot more commercials around for Calitrin this year than I have before. More and more people paying more and more attention to this safe weight loss product. It doesn't have any drugs, doesn't have any stimulants in it, and you don't have to sign up for recurring purchases. You order what you want, you get it, you want it more, then you go back to the same place, which is toploss.com, and order some more. There are no hidden fees, nothing. Manufactured in the United States, FDA registered, I don't know what the difference between FDA registered and FDA approved is, but the FDA being involved, as Ken has said, is certainly a good thing. It's a one-of-a-kind formula, for sure. And so right now, they're having a beginning sale, buy 4 months and get 4 months free right now. So if you want 4 months, you get 4 months free, that's a good place for you to start. Cleanse your body, work it through, and get that weight gone and kept off by using Calitrin as I do. I love having it help me keep the weight off. That's what it's good for. Lots of different things in the weight department. Toploss.com is their website at Calitrin, toploss.com. When you check out, use the promo code Doug, get free shipping and 4 months free when you buy 4 months at toploss.com.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix diet product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronos here on Good Day Health. The situation with Damar Hamlin, sudden cardiac death. A lot of people saw the football game, so even though this is a horribly sad thing, it could be people will use it to condemn football. What I really would like to know from you, Ken, is what is sudden cardiac death? What happened to this guy?
Well, sudden cardiac death, unfortunately, for most of us, is not an uncommon event. Most of us know of it when somebody just suddenly collapses, falls down, and usually doesn't survive. And this is due to an electrical abnormality of the heart. It's called ventricular tachycardia or ventricular fibrillation. This is from the bottom of the heart, not atrial fibrillation, but ventricular bottom of the heart starts beating very rapidly or like a bag of worms from the bottom of the heart, and it cannot adequately pump enough blood to the body. And if the body doesn't get nourishment for 10 minutes, lights are out. And the big question is why Damar Hamlin had this sudden abnormal electrical activity of his heart. Sudden cardiac death occurs about 300,000 to 400,000 times a year in America. It's not an uncommon event. Where it's very uncommon is in the NFL, where these athletes are checked over like with a microscope. And this kind of event is extremely rare by the time you get to the NFL. And because their physical specimens are examined regularly and thoroughly. When it happens earlier in life, very sadly on the football field, it's usually due to what's called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, where the muscle is thickened. And as one exercises, this thickened muscle covers up the exit door of the heart and blood can't get out. When it occurs earlier and sometimes later, you get congenital abnormalities of the coronaries. The circulation to the heart is put together in not the usual manner. Fortunately, these are very unusual. When you had a CAT scan of your coronaries, Doug, we looked for that. You don't have that. When you had an echocardiogram, we look for thickening of your heart. You don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get to the NFL, when guys are checked so carefully, how could it possibly happen at this level? And it's extremely rare at this level. So perhaps He had a very rare genetic abnormality of the electrical system that could have led to sudden cardiac death. Perhaps he got hit directly in an area of the chest on top of a coronary, damaged the coronary, and could have caused a heart attack. We call this cardiac contusion, a blow to the chest in the right manner can damage the circulatory tube to the heart and can cause a heart attack. And heart attacks are a very common cause of these rhythm issues that cause sudden cardiac death. You need to immediately get defibrillated. These AEDs now are life-saving. And if you don't get help in 10 minutes, you don't survive. Nine out of 10 people who have sudden cardiac death outside the hospital don't survive.
Well, I have a good thought for this guy. Maybe that his life never is the same again, but at least you've helped us understand what is sudden cardiac death, as so many people are talking about it. 53 past the hour. Questions for Dr. Ken up next.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Past the hour on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology. You can always be in touch with Dr. Ken. I like to tell people how to do that because there are always questions. I hear Dr. Ken on the radio. I think he's fabulous. How can I be in touch? How can I go see him? How can we get some help? All right, so here is the simple, easy way to reach out to Dr. Ken and the clinic. Dial 352-735-1400. Again, area 352-735-1400. Make an appointment. Go see Ken. Get his time, get his expertise, or maybe if you're a long ways away, you might want to try that new telemedicine route. It's kind of like a Zoom call, and Ken will go over stuff. It's a process, but you get it started by calling 352-735-1400. All right, so the first question here has to do, we've talked about Damar Hamlin and his cardiac arrest. There was some news also this week about Martina Navratilova. She has a dual cancer diagnosis, but fortunately it's stage one. So, A, is it often that somebody would be diagnosed with two different cancers, different parts of the body at the same time? And two, is stage one a hopeful sign has been caught in time and you can get it.
She was discovered with swollen lymph nodes and apparently has cancer in her throat and breast. And it's not clear to me. We don't yet know really enough to know whether this is, you know, breast cancer, where the primary is, mm-hmm. where the secondary is. But cancers do move. Various lymph node cancers can move to various parts of the body. So, I think that this is the beginning of understanding how she possibly could have all these organs involved.
All right, next question has to do with hydration. A lot of people, a lot of different angles to hydration. Drinking enough water seems simple, and apparently there's some good news attached to those of you, those of us, who drink plenty of water. It's not like if you drink anything, is this just water, or is it any liquid?
The reason why this is news this week is the National Institutes of Health announced early in the week that staying hydrated can actually slow the aging process. And this is good news. And people probably since their eighth grade health class were told they should drink, eight glasses of water a day, which can be very misleading information because mm-hmm. you need to understand the circulation of the body. Unlike the pipes in your kitchen, the pipes in the body are porous. They have holes in them. And the circulation material inside your pipes freely flows from inside the pipes to outside. So if you just drink plain water, what doctors call free water, and you're not thirsty, that'll just leak right out of the pipes, not stay inside your pipes, not keep you hydrated, but you just get the tissues outside your pipes well hydrated. And that's not what you're trying to do. So to stay hydrated, you want to drink plain water or free water when you're thirsty, but only when you're thirsty. And when you're not thirsty, drink a fluid with something in it so it stays inside the circulatory pipes. This is the whole idea, and I don't want to give a plug for Gatorade, but this is the whole idea behind these sports drinks. They have the tone of blood, the same tone, so they stay inside the pipes and they will hydrate you. If you're thirsty, you don't have to worry about it. Water will stay inside the pipes. But if you're not thirsty, you need to drink something with something in it to make it the same tone as blood so it doesn't leak right through those holes in your pipes and not keep you hydrated and just make you edematous, swollen, as the fluid leaves the pipes.
So coffee, things like that, tea, drinks, whether it be alcoholic drinks or just Sprite or something like that, that's all, as we put it in our body, it's liquid. Is that a hydration plus?
Only if you're thirsty. Those don't have the same tone as blood, mm-hmm. so they leak right through the pipes.
I got it, okay.
The holes in the pipes, unless you're thirsty.
Okay, next question has to do with another liquid, milk. And if a mother has just had a child and she's declared obese, what does that do to her milk production if she's breastfeeding?
Well, this is out of the Journal of Nutrition this week. Just another reason, if you're thinking about getting pregnant, or just in general, if you want good health, is to get down to ideal body weight. Obesity lowers milk production in breastfeeding moms.
Questions for Dr. Ken. They're here every week at this time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.